for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. Law enforcement officials reportedly became so concerned by President Trump's behavior in the days after he fired FBI Director James Comey that they began investigating whether he'd been working for Russia against American interests. Attorney Lori Levinson.
You have the FBI itself worrying about the president and worrying about whether he's involved in Russia and worrying about whether he can be trusted either with regard to national security or even prior criminal offenses.
In response to that New York Times report, the president tweeted, "Wow, just learning in the failing New York Times that the corrupt former leaders of the FBI, almost all fired or forced to leave the agency for some very bad reasons, hoped to up an investigation on me for no reason and with no proof after I fired lying James Comey." You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump says, for the time being, he hasn't decided against declaring a national emergency in order to get border wall funding. But that doesn't mean he's changed his mind about the need for a wall.
We have a country that is under siege. You could actually, you know, a lot of people don't like the word invasion. We have a country that's being invaded by criminals and by drugs, and we're going to stop it. So I want the Democrats to come back to Washington and vote.
People in Davis, California are shocked by the shooting death of 22-year-old police officer Natalie Corona.
She was a young officer trying to just doing her job and taken too soon, and it's just the sign of the times. It's really a sad thing to happen in our town.
Corona, the daughter of a retired sheriff sergeant, was shot and killed while investigating a traffic crash. The suspect later killed himself. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another Democrat throws his hat in the ring for a presidential run. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Julian Castro made his announcement in San Antonio.
When my grandmother got here almost 100 years ago, I'm sure that she never could have imagined that just two generations later, one of her grandsons would be serving as a member of the United States Congress, and the other would be standing with you here today to say these words. I am a candidate for President of the United States of America.
Castro, a former Obama cabinet member, follows Democratic U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren in launching of their campaigns. And Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is running for president in 2020.
Three people are dead and 23 others are injured, with 14 of them in critical condition, after a double-decker bus slammed into a transit shelter in Ottawa, Canada on Friday. Police Chief Charles Borderlo tells Canadian TV,
"I want to express my sorrow and condolences of the Ottawa Police Service and other first responders to the loved ones of the families of those individuals involved. Several of the injured remain in serious condition."
Borderlo says the female bus driver was arrested after the crash. He didn't provide any details on why she was detained. Mayor Jim Watson says two of those killed were on the bus. The other person was waiting at the shelter. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.